You've taken us to another wonderful year, 2022. God, we cannot thank you enough for all you've done for us. Even if we have 1,000 tongues, can it ever be enough to praise you? Lord God of heaven, we have gathered together before your presence, not as thoughtless people, but as thoughtful people. People that can think and can thank. Father, this morning, we want to thank you. We want to thank you specially for what you've done for us. Even the bread of life. We are so grateful for healings, for deliverances, for blessings, for increase. Everything you've done for us. Please, O God, on this journey of 2022, we commit ourselves before your mighty hands. We commit all that belong to us, Lord, before your mighty hands. Father, Lord, please keep us. Please guide us. Please guard us. Encourage us. Enable us. Increase us. Enlighten us. Lift us up, O God. Father in heaven, I pray this morning, where you do not want us to go, let us never be found there. We worship and adore you, Lord our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, you may be seated. Praise ye the Lord. He's a faithful God and he's a dependable God. You know, this year is our year of tangible results. When they say something is tangible, is you don't have to introduce it to anybody. You don't have to tell people what is happening. They see it. It is obvious. And when God spoke that word to me, I was so excited. That is what God will do. That is exactly what will happen to us in 2022. All our labors over the years will get results this year. All our effort will be crowned with success this year. Things will happen. People will be lifted. All things will work together for our good this year. But of course, whatever word God has sent to us, there are some things that we have to be conscious to do. And we have to be very, very conscious to do the things that we have to do. So, my number one point, I said at the crossover service, that we'll be vigilant. So, I said stop living a carefree life. Don't be careless. Be watchful. Be prayerful. Be consistent. Be reliable. Be dependable and be stable. I want to show us a scripture this morning as I start. Psalm 18 from verse 25 to 26. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt show thyself froward. Is that not a fair game? Think about it. Is that not a fair game? Very fair. You get what you sow. You get what you sow. Everything you want in 2022, become it. If you want peace, be a man of peace. If you want love, be a person of love. If you want abundance, keep giving it. Everything you want, become it. And you will attract it from God. It's a fair game. Very fair game. He said to the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. So to the unmerciful, you will show yourself unmerciful. The love of God is so reckless. It will come after you to deliver, to save. But may you be sowing good seeds. That is the issue. May you have been sowing good seeds. So in 2022, please be vigilant. Very, very important. Be vigilant of what you do, how you do, where you go, what you say. Be vigilant. Be conscious. Live life consciously. Don't be unconscious. It's a year of your tangible result. Nothing can stop you from rising. It's not possible. You will become unstoppable. But there are some things that you have to do. I can't be lying to you and be telling you that this will happen if you do anything. That's not true. That's a lie. It's going to be a lie. You know, I read from Daniel chapter 10, and I want us to quickly look at something from Daniel chapter 10. I read from verse 12. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel. Please, my brothers and please, my brother and my sisters. I know I'm talking to people who have been purchased, who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. I know I'm talking with people who have been the children of God for quite a while. I'm talking with people right, understand their left from their rights. And be truthful to you. Everything that God does, he will do, he does. But humanity has a backlog of not doing their part. And expecting God to do his part. Allowed. For crying out aloud. Said ye unto me, Daniel, for the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and chasten thyself before thy God. Look at what he said. Look at what he said. He said, he didn't say that words were heard. Said thy words were heard. And I'm comfort for thy words. For thy words. I'm comfort for thy words. What are you saying? What is the content of your word? Say to the pure, God will show himself pure. Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall do what? They shall see God. Say, I've come from thy word. The psalm that we read, last verse, it said, let the words of my mouth. Words of my mouth. Every word is important that I say, that I speak in 2022. My words will create my future in 22. My words will determine where I will find myself in 2022. said, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. So, in 2022, your words are important. My words, the word I speak to people, the way I talk to people, the way I address people, the way I talk about situations, your words are important. Your words are important. Your words are very, very important moving forward. Let the words of my mouth. Why did you think that Jesus can say, be healed, and the man will be healed? It's as a result of the word that the enemy does not have access to. It's as a result of a mouth that the enemy does not have access to. He said the same way he was anointed, we've been anointed. I remember sometime last year, a couple came to me and said, maybe it's either of the birthday, maybe the lady's birthday. So, and he said, I should pray for them. I was quite tired, and I just asked him a simple question. What do I pray for you for? I said, what do you want? That's all. I said, what do you want? They told me what they wanted. Simple. That's what you want. So I was tired. I just called somebody. As I said, please pray for them. This is what they want. And they got what they want. They wanted the fruit of the womb. They got it. For the asking. Many years ago, I don't know, maybe 6, 7, 8, 9, it's a long time. My wife had an issue. It was like the issue of blood. She had an issue and it was very, very critical. So my wife has been struggling, we've been doing. I just told my wife, I said, Jesus said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. She said, are you Jesus? I said, you don't know I'm a representative of Jesus. He said, the woman said, if I may touch the hem of his garments. I know, we chatted about it with him, and we prayed, and that was it. The thing just came to me. I said, what are you talking about? She asked me, are you Jesus? I said, sit down there. The Bible says, the Father has sent him, so as he do what? As he sent us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart. I don't want us to be careless. When the enemy have access to your mouth, can use you, you can't expect God to have the same access. So you are likely to be, you serve one or the other. Your words can, it can create your future, it will create your future. That is why, please, you know, when you are angry, don't talk. Oh, please, when you are angry, don't talk. One rage can destroy 9 or 10 months of labor. And we will never know. Because these are spiritual principles. One single rage alone. One single rage will destroy. In fact, some people, one rage will mess up the destiny of somebody's life. We mess up, just one rage alone. And the enemy is always waiting for that one rage. You remember the Bible said, be ye angry and do what? And sin not. You don't want to sin against yourself. Let the words of my mouth That is why, let me tell you something. When you are praying, some people are not expecting answer. Because they are praying. But because of the word that they are speaking, all the other words is affecting their psyche. So they can't believe that they have access to God. Even though they are praying. And if you don't believe that something is going to happen, will it ever happen? It will never happen. It is not that the amount of what you have spoken, 10,000 words, it's not the amount of what you have spoken. It is the fact that you have a stand. 2022, be careful with your words. Be careful with the word you are speaking. Praise the Lord. Did you get that? Is there any question? Is there any question? Is there any question? Now look at me. Let me tell you something. I know and I can see there are too many miracles that are wandering, that have not landed. Immediately Daniel spoke to God, the words of Daniel moved to heaven. No stopping. That word had what it takes to get to God. Just imagine that the words of some people don't get to God. How can they get answer? He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." If the word did not get to God, how can you get answer? Daniel spoke the word and the word got to God. And immediately, God sent the answer to Daniel. That's it. God had finished his job. Then the dynamics of the structure of the workings of heaven, that is the next thing. And the dynamics of the workings of heaven has a lot to do with too many parameters. So that is why the Bible is not a religious book that you read one story and you start cramming the story and talking about the story. The Bible is giving us insight to the workings of heaven. It gave us insight. So that is why the Bible must be decoded. So immediately God sent the word and God sent somebody to bring the answer. Think about it. Suddenly, they said, "You can't go. You can't get out of this place." So therefore, there are forces. If you don't understand that there are evil forces, understand that there are evil forces. That's why the Bible says we fight not against with flesh and blood, but against principalities. Now, check this out. The Daniel knew that he was fighting against them. They were fighting Daniel. They were finding the answer of Daniel. You did not understand. God is not the one to blame. God is not the one that has not sent the answer. It's not God that has not answered your prayers. So you are not warring against God. You are warring against the people that are delaying, that are stopping your prayers. And you must understand what is called spiritual warfare. In 2022, you must understand what is called warfare. You know, like I said at the Watch Next service, you know that it is not the easiest of all things to be declaring the mind of God. You know why? You can't be out of it. If God said the church should go and fast, will you not be fasting? You remember last year, I told you that the Holy Ghost said to me that we have backlog of prayers. So we couldn't start, we couldn't look for another day. We said we should come every Tuesday to come and pray. Of course, we tried, but of course, I don't have to tell you, of course, we tried.
The Holy Ghost said to me that we have backlog of prayers that we have to clear. So we choose to do it on Tuesdays so that we won't have an extra day of prayer. And that is why, remember, throughout the year we had our prayers called. Prayers called is just 30 minutes now. Quite a number of us are not praying again. We have our personal prayer. Prayer, you must pray. We will resume the prayers called again sometimes in January. I don't know. If God has instructed us to do something, why you will not do it? Now it's 30 minutes. Remember the song, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, all the glory is shed all the way. When we do His good will, He abides, that is it. What is important? Thank you. What is important is the fact that the church, we must hear God. When we hear God, we declare the word of God to the people of God. And we believe God that the people of God will obey God. Please don't be too busy to serve God. You know, this church, nobody is serving anybody. Bible says, I will build my church. Who are the church? All of us. I will build my church. This place is a place of refuge. I know you know. Do you know that it's a safe house for everybody? You know, if you watch movie, you know sometimes they say there's a safe house. This place is a safe house. The church. I'm not talking about for anybody. For all of us, it's our safe house. And we must invest in making the safe house safe. So that is why we come to play our own parts. Everybody is required to give something. You know, we are not talking to come and give money, come and give any. We have money. We are not beggar, we are not begging for, we will have money. Why will we not have money? Bible says, as soon as Zion travailed, it brought forth. Said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for the nations. The house of God must be a house of prayer. Plus, including you, because you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So don't think it's this building. It's you. The lady got shot on Wednesday. So we started that prayer on Tuesday. As we were up there, we were perceiving that something is going wrong somewhere. We perceived. I said, I'm Pastor Bayan Bradeko. So we said, we should change the tone of the prayer. It should cover all grounds. So we were praying that Tuesday to cover all grounds. We said, we'll cover all grounds. Well, we wanted to pray for something, but immediately we were praying up there. We perceive that we should cover all grounds. So, and we prayed and we believe God. We don't know where anybody will be. Suddenly we had the story on Wednesday. Prayer is the way we connect heaven. Prayer is our connection to heaven. Prayer is what moved the structure of heaven. God sent the answer of Daniel from day one. But this evil structure, they said the answer. Can you imagine that they can stop the answer that God sends? So you know, heaven does not do anything apart from that. That's why you keep asking questions. Why will this happen? Why will this happen? Why will this? There is a structure. How come that Jesus Christ, that man sinned in Genesis, and it took how many thousand years for Jesus to come? Why didn't Jesus come the following day?
The same way when you give birth to a child today, it won't become old tomorrow. It's a process and a structure. The same way, God sent the answer, and you can't go back to God again and said, and you did not deliver the answer. No angel can go back to God and tell God that. Never. They must fight their way through. They can't go back to God and say, God, the answer of the prayer you have sent, we couldn't deliver it because they will let us know. There is a structure of heaven. So the angel that they were sending knew what he has to do. He had to return back to go and get another set of angels to come. He can't go back to God and say the answer. No. But Daniel was still praying 21 days. The answer came. But God sent the answer the first day. So every request that you have requested before God, God has answered you. Yes, God has answered you. So you must have faith that God has answered. The question you want to be asking yourself, where is the delay coming from? It's not God, we go back to God to be addressing God. You look at where the delay is coming from. What am I not putting right? What is it that is not right about the things that I have to do? And when you ask the question, you will get answers. Where is the delay coming from? No. Where is the delay coming from? Why will we not have this? Why will we not have this? Because it's your right. Praise the Lord. Be vigilant. Be conscious of your words in 2022. And when you say something that you're not supposed to say, please repent immediately. Let's say because you are angry, you said something. Now, immediately, quickly repent. And ask God to forgive you. Because it can happen. And God will forgive. On the spot that you ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. Quickly ask God for forgiveness. He will forgive you. For the asking, the problem is the sin that you don't ask for God to forgive you. That's the problem. The one you did not ask God for forgiveness, he will never forgive you. Know that one, no. The sin that you did not ask God for forgiveness, that you have committed, that you are committing, and you are still committing, he will not forgive you. And if God does not forgive you, will you get to heaven? It's for the asking. The question God will be asking you is this. If you ask me, I will forgive you. So why are you not asking me? Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Now, in 2022, fear not. Fear not. Let me tell you what fear does. Fear is a very, very powerful weapon of the enemy. It's a powerful weapon of the enemy. Fear, you know what? Fear weakens your spiritual immune system. That's what fear does. It weakens, you know, when the immune system of a body is compromised, sickness can come in. Anything can come in. That is why when your immune system is compromised, anything can happen. If your immune system is very strong, it can fight. So fear is what weakens your spiritual immune system. That's what fear does. So immediately fear sets in and everything is compromised. They can strike. So fear is one of the greatest weapons of the enemy. And I'm talking about fear across board. Please check your fear level. I look at people in the world, even unbelievers, people that didn't come to church. They want to do something, they go at tight. Some people have said no to their fears. So once immune system is weakened, you know what? Everything happens. Do you know that sometimes to start a business, to do something, you're afraid?
Maybe this will happen. Maybe this will happen. Maybe this will happen. You won't start. Start and let it happen first. And when it happens, you do it in another way. You do it in another way. Start and let it happen. And some of us have to begin to think of ways of improving what we do next year, at this year rather. Remember in Genesis chapter 3, verse 10, where is it that fear came in? What is the source of fear? Genesis chapter 3, verse 10. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid. Fear came in. And I was naked and hid myself. Fear came in when they disobeyed God. That was the genesis of fear. That's why you will hear fear not. When the angel showed up to people, the first thing we say, fear, afraid to make a move. 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 Don't be afraid to start that business, but consult rightly. Please hear me. Consult rightly. Don't be afraid to start, but consult rightly. You know why? Talk to the right people. Ask questions. You remember Brother Amala was saying it at the crossover service. He wanted to do something. He had to go to somebody. Abraham has to go and ask. Okay, can I do this? Can I do this? Do you know that where you are seated? Look around. Please, everybody look around. No, you are not looking. Look. I give you 1 minute to look. See this, Brother Bangboye. See everybody. See, Brother Lukulo Shudipe. I see all of you. Do you know that where you are seated, around where you are seated, there are miracles around you? You will never believe it. Do you know all these people that you see, they are your miracles? All the people that you see, you go about, some people you don't even greet them, some people, these are miracles. That's it. Look at everybody seated. See, prophet is in one corner there, as if he's not in church. So he's in one corner there. Everybody. The miracles are here. They are here. Ask a question. Consult rightly. Go after people who have done something you want to do before. If you don't know people, if you go and ask them questions, somebody knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. I remember the day we talked about Debbie, that we prayed for her here. Immediately after service, somebody came to me. He said, sir, there is somebody somewhere who can help us get to this. I don't want to mention names and, you know, there's some security involved. Who can help get to this, get to this, get to this. I said, why not? So I sent the message. You know what? In this church, there are help. Oh. My helper. Oh. My helper. Oh, oh yeah. Oh. Let me tell you something, what is called pride. Pride is not going after people that God has sent to you. How can I be talking to you? Okay, excuse me. You will find out. Do you know how many miracles God has done that you have not? It only because sometimes you only have to say good morning to somebody. Because I'm a pastor in this church, I know what has happened to people in this place. I know the kind of miracle that we have received in this place through some counsel. Even legal issue. I'm talking about issue that is this solvable? And I look at it, I say, two lawyers, I said, let me do, I didn't do. Issues that seems like it is cool, there is no way. How can you be in this church and tell me that you are suffering from something? What about medical issue? Don't talk about medical issue. Because I don't want to be talking about people's medical secrets. In this church, the kind of problems that have been solved in this church. There is help in the house. What did I say? What did I say? What did I say? So fear not. You know what? Don't be afraid to approach people. And don't be full of yourself. You approach the first time, he didn't listen. You keep up the conversation. Was it Bola that gave a testimony? When I was called, maybe around 4 a.m. or thereabout, immediately I was called, I drove. I called Dr. Folashire. I said, we go and whisk her out of that hospital. I didn't say go and take her. Go and whisk in Musa. You know what happened? If I tell Dr. Folashire to leave his house by 4 a.m. or 5 a.m., he will leave his house because he has done it before. He has left his house at 2 a.m. before. We've gone to pick some people somewhere before around 12 a.m., myself and myself, an ambulance. There is help in the house. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you know that your tangible results, they are sitting around you now? You don't know. Your tangible results are sitting around you now. But don't be afraid to approach people. Do you know that sometimes fear makes people not be able to approach people? They won't listen to me. Who told you? Have you approached? What does a fear? Fear what? What does a fear what? Fear not. Remember, Matthew 19:26, Jesus said, Job beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. But let me tell you something, God will send men to you. That's what you are. I assigned it to you. It's not prayer. I will be honest with you. Okay, as anything, let me tell you something. Even if you want to get a job somewhere, is it not one man that God will use? Some of you that do business, is it not? Okay, I met somebody. Somebody knows somebody and push your paper. I know somebody and push this one. I know somebody and push this one. It is about somebody. Everybody that gets anything is about somebody. My next point, maintain a good relationship and healthy one. It's your year of tangible results. You know, I've been an embodiment of help from people. How people have helped me in this life. I'm talking about across the board, business, ministry. I've received help. Where I am in ministry today is as a result of the help of men that I had to go after. I saw something in them. I went after the thing I saw in them. Until one day, when I told Gio, we were talking. I said, Gio, I need to have shoulder to stand on. I said, Bola, sit down, come. It's time for you. He said, no shoulder, you stand on no shoulder now again. It's time for you to go and do shoulder for people to stand on. That was what he told me eventually. I went after people. Ronnie, anytime he gets to Nigeria, when he leaves Nigeria, no phone call, I don't call him. You won't believe it. No phone call. When he entered Nigeria like this, I don't have a job again. I went after him, and I went after him, and I went after him. Listen to me. What do you want in your life? Do you know that God has sent men to you? May God open your eyes. I said, may God open your eyes. Please, please, and please. You know what they call pride? You may not know pride, though. Pride is not all this thing, though. Pride is sometimes the function of the heart. Do you know that your result is in the hand of your wife? Some of your result is in the hand of your wife.
And you can be very proud. I'm the CEO, HEO. CEO. Some people, even the husband, they've given it title. Let's say you're helping the hand of your wife, and you are the husband. No, how can I be talking to you? Is she not my wife? Ah, that's your helper of destiny. Is she not my wife? Look at it. You see, when you say, is she not my wife, like that, is it the way you have brought her there? Is she not my wife? So she's not your equal again. I can't ask him. He won't give me. How many times have you asked? Relationships. And your relationship starts from your home. Charity begins at home. If you can't, if you can't have a good relationship with your wife, and you are telling me you have a relationship, you can't have a good relationship with your children, and you are telling me you have a relationship outside, there's a question mark on it. Good and healthy relationship from your home. Charity begins at home. 2022 is our year of tangible result, but we have to put things in the right order. So this morning, as I close, I will tell you something. You know, the kind of miracles I've seen in this church, I can't be talking to you because some people, they choose not want to give testimony, so no problem. We respect their desires. We respect it. The miracle I've seen in this church in 2021, for some of them that even nobody knows, except few, two, three people or four, in 2021, things that I've said that it's like it cannot happen again in this church. Know what I tell myself? I said, truly, help is here and God is faithful. I'm telling you, my brother and my sister, help is in this place. There is nothing you want that you cannot get in this place. Nothing you want, just for the asking. And if you are here, you say you think you don't know anybody, please, once you can talk to any of the pastor, any of our wives, or anybody, you will know everybody. At least if you come around and we look at you and we see what you need, we can always connect you with the right person. So don't tell me that you come to this church, you stroll in, you stroll out, you don't belong to anything, you are not relating with anybody, you are not talking to anybody. No, you are not supposed to be suffering. You must do many people. Talk trust in this church to bless people. Talk trust in this church. How can you be telling me that people have high blood pressure in this church? Terrible high blood pressure. When you have clinic there, and there are doctors at your beck and call here, how can you be telling me that in this church? What is it that is not present here? What is it that God has not done for us here? Can we put our hands together for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? My brothers and my sisters, let me tell you something this morning. Do you know, please, do you know, look at me, I'm one person out of everybody. I'm 1% of everybody. So we are all the church. We are all that is building our legacies before God. This is all our job and our assignments. It's our job. We are all the one to create the environment. It is all our job. Look at me. Let's say you have spent 10, 15 years of your life in this church. Do you know that these are your record before God in heaven? May your work not be burnt. This is a record of your work before God. And I really, really want to thank you, everybody, for that which God has used you to do in 2021. I want to say you are one of the best people I've met in my life.
honestly speaking. I remember a few weeks ago, somebody was talking with me. And I thought knew me very well. I eventually found out she didn't know me very well. We were very good friends. She said, but this opportunity is there, this is there, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. I said, okay, so if I do that, I go. I said, where will I? What about the church? He said, but you know, you can always start another church there. This one, I said, no, it's not about another church, it's about the people. I said, so I'm sorry. So it's about the people that, I said, it's about the people. It is not about the fact that you want to go and start something, it's about these people. You've been one of the best help of destiny that we have seen, that I've met in the year 2021. Can I imagine if you people are not here? What would have happened to this place? So I really want to thank you this morning. And I just want to thank you and bless you. You will prosper. I say you will prosper. Everybody here sitting before me and you watching us online, maybe some of us don't come, you have contributed to the work of God in one way or the other, and even coming to church alone, you are a contributor. The Lord will bless you. He will make His face to shine upon your life in the name of Jesus. I want us to rise up this morning as we close. Worship team. Relationship. Please don't ever forget. Don't ever forget. When you, please, make it a point of duty. Sometimes when you finish from church, look around and say hello to people before you go out. Just one or two people. You will be surprised at some of the people maybe that God has sent to you, and some of the people that God has sent you to. Look around. Please project for me 2 Timothy 1:7. I want us all to read together. We'll pray. See one another and we'll go. 2 Timothy 1:7. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Wait. Who has not given us? Who has not given us? So why are people afraid? So who gave them the spirit of fear? The devil. God has not given us. There is no height. There is no mountain that you cannot climb. There is no vision that you cannot accomplish. There is no business enterprise. People that are fearless achieve results. They are not afraid to go after anything. They made up their mind and they are going to do it. God had not given us. He did not give humanity the spirit of fear. It is not a gift from God. It's a gift from the devil to human beings. That is why Africa, remember back home, we are too afraid of everything. We can't make a move. We can't go into the ocean. We can't do anything. We are always afraid of anything that is not existing. You can't get them as divers to go into the ocean. They can't go and climb mountains. They were afraid of death. They're afraid of this. They're afraid of that. We don't even know the snake in our forest. They have to come and tell us the snake in our forest. Because we are afraid of everything. That is it. When you get rid of fear, your destiny is assured. I'm telling you this morning. Get rid of fear and your destiny is assured. In 2022, it's a year of tangible results. This is not a gift from God. Look at it very well. If God has not given us, I don't want what God has not given me. I don't want it to incubate inside me. God has not given us. Fear is of the devil. It's not of God. Expunge it, eliminate it. Don't entertain fear. Get rid of fear. And it's a spirit. Look at it. It's a spirit. Fear is a spirit. Fear is a spirit. Look at the spirit that God has given us. Let's read it again. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Hey, wait. How many people are powerful this morning? Say, God has given me the spirit of power. Say, God has given me power. God has given me power. He said, I give you power to turn over serpent and scorpion. Power! Listen to me. Please exercise that power. He has given me the spirit of power and of... Oh! Say, I can love. Yeah, that is a gift from God. Has given me the spirit of power and of love and of a what? And of a what? And of a what? So say I have power. Say I have love. And I have sound mind. And I deliver tangible results. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Way maker.
Cool. Promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are, Waymaker, you are the walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God.
You must lay your hands upon the groom, son.